The six-week-old rotating LifeLabs strike in BC continues, with workers from the Duncan location taking to the streets on March 26 in another display of job action. Workers at the Ingram Street location have been picketing twice a week since the strike began on February 27. The BC General Employees Union, which represents about 1,200 LifeLab workers at 100 centers that offer laboratory testing services across the province, are taking part in the strike, which began on February 16. The union said TJOB action follows months of negotiations and LifeLab's refusal to bring wages and benefits in line with the cost of living, or to address poor working conditions resulting from chronic understaffing. LifeLab's workers receive 4-16% below what others in their industry get paid, and they are struggling to make ends meet, said BCGEU President Paul Finch. Now that LifeLab's is owned by Quest Diagnostics, a billion-dollar U.S. health giant, we are fighting against an American for-profit model of healthcare and its impacts on workers. LifeLabs said in a statement that the company would like to continue to negotiate and work with the union to reach an agreement that is mutually acceptable and reflects the value its employees bring to their roles each day. In the meantime, our highest priority is to ensure continuity of care for the people of British Columbia, who rely on us for their testing needs, LifeLabs said. As a designated essential service, LifeLabs will continue to operate. However, some patient services centers may be subject to rotating temporary closures. We will do everything in our power to minimize the disruption this creates for our customers and clients.